A deregulation bill aimed at boosting energy production on federal lands cleared a U.S. House committee today, known as the Secure American Energy Act. The bill would remove several limits on Arctic drilling. It would undo former President Obama's decision to close off most Arctic waters to leasing, and it would allow states to take over management of oil and gas development on federal land. Alaska Congressman Don Young says states would do a better job because, Young claims, federal employees try to block development.
They don't want to drill oil. I wish they'd just fess up to it, then at least we'd know for sure that where their loyalty lies. But I really believe if we don't continue to do what we need to do in Alaska and the western states, that we will fall back in that trap of having be dependent upon the Middle East countries.
Young says he also likes that the bill would share offshore revenues with coastal states. Alaska would get 37.5% of the proceeds from leasing and development in federal Arctic waters. But Katie Siddell of the Wilderness Society says the bill is part of a broader sellout campaign.
This is a bill that is par for the course in what we're seeing out of not just the House, but the Senate and the administration on trying to drill anywhere these guys can and hand off our public lands to private interests.
Siddell says if states take over as regulators on federal lands, the public would lose transparency and opportunities to weigh in. Siddell says one of the bill's worst provisions is that it would scrap the 2016 safety rules for offshore Arctic drilling.
It's already one of the most dangerous places to explore for oil and gas, and this just, one, it makes it easier to drill, and two, it makes it even more dangerous.
Young says the Obama administration's Arctic drilling regs make future exploration nearly impossible. The Secure bill now moves to the House floor. It is sponsored by House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. His leadership position makes it likely the bill will be brought up for a vote.